Welcome to The Voice of Dominion, a weekly program brought to you by the partners and friends of Ike Akabogo Ministries and Spirit of Faith Church International. These programs are designed to impart into the believer the knowledge of who they are, what they have, and what they can do as a result of their position in Christ, helping them, through the Word, to take their rightful place on earth, a place of reigning, where things are subject to them, not them being subject to things. As a result, they'll establish the kingdom of God on earth. Tune in weekly. These programs are powerful and will impact your life forever. And now, Reverend Ike Akabogo on The Voice of Dominion.
Today on The Voice of Dominion, we're going to continue from where we left off last week.
You're not settled because things are okay.
Right.
You're not settled because everything you want is available. You are already settled prior to things being okay or things not being okay.
That's right.
You're settled because the Word said so.
Amen.
Well, somebody said, well, if it's so, why am I doing this? Well, you need to settle it.
Amen.
You need to settle yourself in what God said.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Have you ever said to a child, sit down, just sit down, just sit, dig it up, just sit down, I'm going to serve you a meal, just sit down, sit down, sit down, amen, sit down, the believer must sit down, say to yourself, sit down, amen.
Amen.
The only way you say it is you've got to believe the right things about you.
Amen.
You already settled.
Yes, already settled.
You already settled.
Already settled.
You already settled. In fact, the Bible says that we are complete in Christ.
That's yes, right.
Complete means nothing missing.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. That means there's nothing to unsettle you anymore.
That's right.
When you realize you are seated.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
When you realize you're seated, you've got to believe that about yourself.
Amen.
If you're going to talk right.
Amen.
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 Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh my God. Oh God, the wrong way is just lit up. Praise God. So, you believe that about yourself that you're redeemed. How about believing that you're already seated in victory?
Praise God.
You already seated in victory. Remember the Bible talks about thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. Always causes us to triumph. Always. 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 Not sometimes. He always causes us to triumph in Christ. You got to believe that about yourself.
Yes.
I am a triumphant Christian. Hallelujah. I am a triumphant Christian.
Triumphant.
Why? Because the Bible said, God always causes me to triumph.
Yes. That's right.
It's just that simple.
God.
And talk about it, because the more you talk about it, the more it will become real to you.
Yes.
And the more it will become real in your experience.
God.
Because the Bible says you will have what you say.
Yes.
But in order to say what you say, you got to believe right first.
God.
Amen.
Amen.
Believe right. Amen.
God.
So believe that you are always sitting in victory.
Always.
Always. Always. Always. Glory to God. No matter what the season, no matter what the circumstance, God always. Who causes you to triumph? Your bank account?
No.
People?
No.
Huh?
No.
Circumstances?
No.
You woke up and you had a feeling of triumph?
No.
No. The Bible says God causes.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And God doesn't lead you by feelings.
Right.
He doesn't lead you by emotions. He doesn't lead you by woo, woo, woo. Are you listening?
Yes.
Are you listening to me?
Yes,
he leads you by His Spirit, according to His Word. Amen.
Amen.
So you have to believe that about yourself. I'm always, God always causes me to try.
Yes.
You know what that will do to you when you believe that? When you face circumstances, you're not moved.
Yes.
You'll be like, here's something else that my Father is going to cause me to triumph over.
Hallelujah.
Because He always causes me to triumph.
Always.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
You gotta believe it.
Yes.
Because when you believe it, and you come around certain people, you come around crowds of people, they're going to talk unbelief. Oh, Lord, like these days, you know, people are talking about all the things that are happening. Oh, the nation is this. Oh, there's no much. I say, it's different from me.
That's right.
People talk like that. Huh? It's different from me.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want. Hallelujah.
And then you add this to it. He always causes me to travel.
Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Okay. All right. So, while we're talking about he always causes me to travel, so that means you are in constant victory.
Yes.
Okay. Constant victory. You have to bring on the other part that we just quoted in Psalm 23. That the Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
Amen. Okay. You close your eyes and see yourself eating at the table of God's supply. God's supply. The Lord is my shepherd. You got to believe that about yourself.
Yes.
That you have a shepherd. And that is the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Glory. I mean, that's what causes people's lives to scatter. They don't believe that they have a shepherd. They don't believe that God is their shepherd. So their confession is contrary.
Mm-hmm.
They talk like they don't have a shepherd. They talk as if they are orphans. Oh, we're going down. Oh, this is, you know, we don't have this. Oh, what are we going to do? Oh, what are we going to do? Oh, God, what are we going to do? They forget to believe the right thing about themselves.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
That means I have a shepherd. You have to believe that you have a shepherd.
Yes.
And it's not just ordinary shepherd. I'm talking about the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Is my shepherd.
Yes. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
And God said that is the only basis for you not wanting.
Praise God, yes. Amen.
Amen. The Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. That is the basis for not wanting, the Lord being your shepherd. Amen. People think they're in lack because the fuel prices are high. Oh, everything's going up. Oh, that's not the reason for wanting. People who don't know God, that will be the reason for wanting.
Right.
But you, as a child of God, the Bible said that God sees it as his responsibility
to provide
for you.
Hallelujah.
What? Because you are his child.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. You are his child.
Yes.
He takes care of his own.
Yes, he does.
You have to believe that about yourself.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God. I often say to myself, I am the provided for.
I am the provided for.
No matter what I see, no matter what I feel, that does not change. And that is eternal.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Okay. Another thing you must believe about yourself, I mean, we've said plenty right here already. Another thing you must believe about yourself is that your past is not tracking you.
Praise God.
Your past mistakes, they are not tracking you. If you've confessed it before God, if you've repented before God on it, they're not tracking you.
That's right.
Because that's what keeps people from being bold in confessing.
Yes.
Or in declaring their faith. They are allowing their past mistakes to keep schooling them.
Yeah.
Hmm? Each time your past mistake schools you, you become wimpy.
That's true.
You know what I mean by wimpy? You lose confidence.
Yes, sir.
There's no boldness.
Yeah.
Why? Because you see yourself, I messed up, you know, it will destroy your faith.
Yes.
So you have to see yourself,
yes,
okay, as one with no past attached to it.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Remember, in 2 Corinthians, we were there, we read verse 21, how about 17? It says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become.
Yes, hallelujah.
Some say, well, that was when I was born again. Well, if you messed up and you confessed it to Jesus, remember what he said in 1 John 1, verse 9.
Yes.
It says, if we confess our sin,
yes,
before him, he is faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Amen. This is what you're to believe about yourself.
Amen.
You see, many people struggle in faith because they believe the wrong things about themselves.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Amen. You have to believe that your past is not tracking you. Your past mistakes, they're not tracking you. Amen. You might have pictures of them, but they are not real anymore.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So that you are constantly talking about what God has for you.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Talking about what's before you.
Yes.
People start talking about what's behind them, and before you know it, their back is turned to the blessing. Why? Because what you entertain in your thinking, you will navigate towards. So if you're constantly entertaining your past, your errors, and all of that, you find yourself with your back on the blessing,
right,
and your front to the past.
Yeah, true.
No man makes advance going backwards. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Amen. So you've got to believe that about yourself.
Yes.
You've got to believe that you have no past. Your errors are not tracking you.
Glory to God.
Amen. And don't you come before God reminding Him. That's the issues. Some people, you know, religion is devilish.
Yes, sir.
Because it puts everything on you.
Yeah.
You know, we used to, thank God we used to, you know, when we were growing up, people would come over, it's time, you know, we start praying, oh God, you're good, and the next thing, forgive us. Oh, we're not worthy, forgive us. And as you grow in your knowledge of God, you realize, wait a minute, when you say forgive me, that means you missed it. If you missed it, move on. So when more light started coming, I will ask, did you do anything wrong today? No, it's just, you know, we're humans, you know. We're humans, you know, because we miss it all the time. No, the Bible says you are a new creation.
Yes, sir.
Believe that.
Yes.
You're not just human. You are a new creation.
Yes.
Believe that about yourself.
Amen. I'm a new creation.
I'm a new creation.
Hallelujah.
With no traces of darkness in me.
That's right.
With no traces of my past in me.
That's right.
Amen. Believe that about you, because it will affect how you talk.
Yes.
Amen. It will affect how you talk.
Yes.
Praise God. What is something else you ought to believe about yourself? Bible says in Romans chapter 8, go with me, let's look at it. Romans 8, glory to God. Romans 8, look at verse 16. We will read verses 16 and 17. Glory to God. In Romans 8, 16, in King James Version, says, the Spirit Himself, you know, beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Okay, how many children of God are in here? Okay, He's still talking. So let's see what He says next. Okay, He says, and if children... And if children, you all raise your hand and agree that you are children of God, right?
Yes.
He's still talking to you. He says, and if children, then heirs.
Yes.
Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. That means you are to believe about yourself that you are an heir of God.
Amen.
What does it mean to be an heir of God? That means that everything that God has belongs to you.
We'll continue with this subject on our next broadcast. And now, here are some closing comments and important information from our announcer.
Thank you for joining us for The Voice of Dominion. We trust you were blessed by today's program. Please send us your testimonies. We would like to hear how your life has been touched by this program. If you would like to contact us or get more information, please call us at 0818 374 5265 or visit our website www.ikeakabogu-ministries.org. You may also like Ike Akabogu Ministries on Facebook. Until next time, take your rightful place in Christ daily.